Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
The stock market continues to climb. People plan to travel. Houses are being bought. Children are underfed. So what else is new? One thing, the past week has shown fairly clearly where Americans' concerns are centered. We have a president no better or worse than before. We're awash in investigations. Social media is devouring privacy and pumping out scandal. The World Series ended. People are still being killed at random in the streets. Abstractions like the Constitution and what used to be ordinary everyday truth are abandoned. Foreign policy is undecipherable, but also a little frightening. Small fish are caught in gigantic nets. Russia is hardly ever mentioned. The administration has surrounded the chaos within with more chaos without. Easily 50 gnats are buzzing around our ears, drowning out the sounds of boots on the ground, injustices in our courts, children killed crossing a street on their way home from school. And what, pray, does our leadership want our focus to be? Not health care, or Hillary, or Donna Brazil. Not increased nuclear capacity. Global warming is now just also ran. Men who gamble with their congressional careers, not entirely, are ignored. Tesla is still testing. Mergers are proposed. But over and above all this petty crap is the budget. Money. Yours, mine, ours. To make short work of all this, let's just admit that the Republicans may very well get their blueprint passed in the next few weeks. As for the rest of us, we'll get it in the neck. Slice and dice the numbers however you will. What's being proposed is an increase in our national debt. Money we will repay to our lenders in the next 10 years in order to give our wonderful 1% tax cuts of all kinds. The average savings for a middle-class family is said to be an overwhelming $1,200 per year. The poor benefit hardly at all, but the rewards to those who already control most of our economy are considerable. Why, even our very own dear one will benefit. At least tax accountants will suffer. The country is finally uniting. The idea of going to China, say, and borrowing $1.5 trillion to make the tax cuts proposed reality rests entirely on those of us who are not part of the 1%. It is the middle class who will pay for this largesse over the next 10 years. We'll only begin to feel it as the years pass, as our own ability to feed, clothe, teach, build, and defend shrinks. There will be wounds to Medicaid and other safety nets earlier established. The irony of all this is that the number of movable citizens who might conceivably improve their legal and financial status over the years is doomed to shrink as the ever-loving 1% increases what it holds, not what it spends. We've got ours. Go ahead, try. And if we can't do that, make our own piles legitimately, will we make them illegitimately? If we ape our betters, you betcha. What better idols of honesty exist than Dear One, Wilbur Ross, Steve Mnuchin, Senator Rinke? The point of all this is that continuing the bread and circus routine keeps the eyes of those who care for our country off balance, confused, at sea. Standard issue Republicans and Democrats, if such exist any longer, no more believe in the greatness of the USA, regardless of what Dear One says. What ideas or concepts have usurped the pride and effectiveness of the nation at home and abroad? Lots of them. Greed, ambition, corruption, anti-Semitism, racism, guns, gerrymandering, theft. Many voters have reached the natural endpoint. Wake me when it's over. They can no longer keep the players nor the issues clear in their minds. Things they assume will sooner or later calm down, and we'll see where we are. Not too far from dear ones, we'll see. The Russian inquiries seem endless and peopled by men and women with strange names and hidden motives. Cabinet members aren't capable of explaining what it is they want to do and why, whom it helps and whom it hurts. National defense and international desert raids are unexplained. Vaccinations are as toxic a topic as ever. Countries suffering natural disasters are all too soon put away into memory books and selfies. Apple products swarm over scientific breakthroughs. Self-driving cars have pushed genuine health progress off the internet and newspapers. Many have decided to just relax, hold back, wait and watch. This is not easy to do. Many are waiting for the smoking gun. Until that's identified, what the world experiences today is white noise. This attitude does not lead to national unity or cooperation or even compromise. It leads rather to stasis, the kind that might be compared with the minimum wage in our country. When workers have had enough of waiting and hoping and praying, something, someone, will step forward and change life. Occasionally we hear a voice from the wilderness, but not too often and not loudly. We do not live in a full-color children's book. Who's going to point that out? I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.